Blog Talk Radio.
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
And some days we just can't get rid of a damn pandemic. And ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Fogo Man, and this is Paragon on radio. Oh, it died. It got sick. Oh, no. And along with me, ladies and gentlemen, at 9:05 on the East Coast on a Friday night, is my co-host, Mad Viking.
All right, we're going to be we're going to be doing a Kickstarter for Pogo Man's Little Whistle, as you heard. Sounds like it's on its last set of rotations.
Save me. Get the paddles.
He's not happy unless that thing is able to go wee. And now he's just going like.
It sounds like Fonzie when he can't say the word wrong. It's roof, roof, roof. It's a Happy Days reference, folks. Go look up your classic TV shows.
YouTube.
YouTube it. YouTube saying, Fonzie saying, trying to say wrong.
Anyway.
Happy Mother's Day weekend. Happy belated Star Wars Day. Oh, I bet some of you have been celebrating.
And let's not forget Revenge of the Fifth or Revenge of the Sixth.
No, I never heard of that one.
Oh, yeah. It picked up afterwards. Yeah. It's going like, you know, since Revenge of the Sith. So Revenge of the Fifth or Revenge of the Sixth, depending on...
There we go. Yeah, we'll play that. Oh, hold on. You know what? I got something here for you. Hang on. We'll play this one. And we'll play this one. It's the one they play for the Word Crawl.
Ah.
This is the one we heard in 1970. This is the one from 1977. This 1977 when a whole world was introduced to Star Wars and immediately said, why does it say episode 4? Huh? I'm totally confused now. What? But
there
then
was
moments later, we got caught up in the action, and we forgot about it. And then hours after the movie on the drive home, people said, well, wait a minute. The beginning of the movie said episode 4. What was that all about?
There was a few long-standing hippies going like, and when it was the was that Battle Beyond the Stars, the one with the guy from the Waltons? Was that one of the chapters?
Yeah.
YouTube.
Actually, I have that on my DVR, and I did research. You know what's funny? I have that on my DVR. And what's funny about that one? That one was modeled after the Seven Samurai.
Mordecai goes in French. Thursday is jeudi, so we have Return of the Jeudi.
Ah, okay. Oui. Oh.
Well,
okay.
We have Mordecai. We had a Dante panic in the chat room, and he went blink.
Oh, well. Oh,
but we're also. We are also on
yes.
City of Heroes Everlasting at the Atlas Park. City Hall.
City
steps.
Hall.
Yep. And we have Prospector Adams, Relgson, Temper Tantrums, Heap, and someone that I can't see because you're in the way, Layla Frost.
Oh, okay. Let me see.
And Greg Relgson has no clue about the show. You might want to give him a clue. But I'm also in Champions online.
All right, hold
on. Vibora Bay for the Bunny Nights. I'm in the background.
There you go. Well, tune into the show. There you go. I just put local. If anybody wants to check out what we're talking about, there you go. All right. Thank you all for tuning in. Yeah, we weren't on last week. Sorry about that. I pulled my back out something fierce, and it even on like the softest part of my bed, it hurt to sit up. I could, you know, you hurt your back when you can't even sit up on a bed. it's like oh my god it's like no, like you go in the kitchen for like you can't sit
And I think we just lost. Here we go again. Tradition has seemed to have started where time by time, Pogo Man loses his mic here. So I got to go and type in another area that he has no sound. So, like I said, yes, we are in multiple locations. Yeah, thank you, Shock Wasp. And so hopefully we will be rejoined by Pogo Man and his microphone soon. Excuse me. But yes, as he was talking about here, it was kind of strange back in the 70s with that one with the you see Star Wars. Everyone's talking about it. You come in and that's first scroll you see chapter 4. And no one had a clue where the... Yeah, there you are.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Where'd you lose me? Yes.
Well, I was just backtracking about out. You were talking about with the Star Wars. Hello.
I went. That's how. Hello. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yes. How far?
Yeah. So you were talking about the New Hope. Yeah.
Okay. I was talking about pulling my back out. That's how bad it was. So.
Oh yeah, the back. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Okay. So we had Star Wars. See, this is how thrilling the week was. A good friend of mine's birthday was Sunday. Monday was Star Wars Day. Tuesday was Cinco de Mayo. Wednesday was my nephew's birthday, which was the 6th. Or what did you guys say? Return of the 6th, the 6th, or Revenge of the 6th? So the 7th, well, what was that? Return of the...
Jeudi.
That was yesterday. Jeudi. Today's the 8th and Paragon Radio. So, wow, it was a whole week. Sunday is Mother's Day. And if you're a pro wrestling aficionado like me, you realize WWE is doing their Money in the Bank pay per view on Mother's Day. So, way to go, WWE. Way. Nice planning. But if you're smart, like I'm ordering Red Lobster in for Mom and the family, me, my stepbrother, and my dad. And so I found a Red Lobster that will deliver. We're going to order it about noon, and whenever it gets here, we will have it. So.
All right. And for the states that are lucky enough to have some movement and have some of the restaurants here, enjoy it. No matter what the spacing that allows, me and Pogo are in New York, which means –
yes.
If Cuomo has his way, we're going to be stuck in our houses till 2021.
You know what? I'd rather be stuck. You know the way the outlook is looking, I'd rather be stuck in the bunker.
Well, as we discussed the last time, you're near the city, so you know that's the understanding. You're ground zero. I'm the Catskill Mountains.
Right. I'm about an hour and a half away. I'm in the middle. If you look at the map of Long Island, I'm like in the middle of the island. I'm about a good hour and 10 minutes away by train. So.
Yeah, but like I said, you know, I'm at least 100 miles away from ground zero. So I'm going like our numbers are not that high. We could open up, guys. So, yeah. But if you're one of the states, congratulations, enjoy. And I'll just type no sound again to him. But, depending also on the state, be careful. You know, don't get cocky. You know, if they say you have to wear a mask, wear the mask. They say do the social distancing. Yeah, I heard a little something there.
Hello. Okay,
hello.
I was saying that for me to get, like, if I want to get to you, I have to go through the city or go to the outskirts of the city to get to anybody. But today, Florida, they want to open the state wide open. They were saying people were at the beaches in mass. No masks, no nothing. Sheer brilliancy. I heard a great story yesterday. I think it was yesterday or the day before I heard the story. I'm going to relay in a moment. Only in Florida do you get these stories. But like New Jersey, they want to open the parks, but they want to keep social distancing. You have to wear a mask, and it's a trial basis. If they find that they can't control it, or if it gets out of hand, they're closing the state back up again.
Which is still
more
than
New York. Well, New York has become like the epicenter because, you know, airports, New York is just so overcrowded. It's become like the epicenter of the coronavirus in the United States. So this is what's going on in Florida. One of the judges down there is now ordering their attorneys to wear mandated proper attire during cases because some of the attorneys have you heard this? I think you've heard this story. Have you heard this story?
Yeah, I think I did. Keep going.
Yeah, it's like a guy, well, a male attorney wore a tank top and short. Now remember, all the cases are done online via like Skype or whatever. So a male attorney, he wore tank tops and shorts, and a female attorney, she was doing her case, she was an attorney, laid in bed under the covers. We don't know what she wore. She had she basically did it with a blanket wrapped around her. The judge was irate, going, "Are you kidding me? Do you have, you know, basically, I guess he was like, do you have a modicum of decorum? Treat this as if this was real court. Get dressed." I guess he put fines out to these. You know, I could see shorts, jacket, you know, dress shirt, tie, jacket. But don't lay in bed like whatever she was doing, lay in bed naked. You know, acting like a toga, like this is ancient Rome. No, get up, get dressed.
Well, at least it wasn't what happened with the Supreme Court judges. They first had their version, you know, where they were doing teleconferencing, all that. But one of the judges, I'm going to say it's probably one of the ladies' husbands, had a problem because they just kept hearing toilet flushing again and again and again.
Oh, my God.
You know, if I was in that courtroom going like, sounds like a little too much brand there.
That's funny. Oh, my God. But it was funny because I saw this thing from I don't know what news station was relaying the story. But, yeah, like they said, only in Florida do you get this story.
All right. Well, we will be talking about superhero stuff real soon. And if you want to join us to talk about that, how can they do that?
Oh, they could call in. You could call in at the following number, 714-583-6908. Again, that phone number is 714-583-6908. We'd be very happy to hear from any and all of you tonight. Call in, discuss anything and everything having to do with superherodom, as we call it, comic books, TV shows, movies. The fact that they're not distributing comic books right now. I gotta call as a matter of fact, I call my comic book store tomorrow and tell them to ship me whatever I have left on my pull list.
And the word of the day is spacebar to get rid of the AFK on your tune. Okay, you got your yours.
Thank you. I will just do this. Or
boing.
Or e-hole torch.
Okay, that works.
There you go. All right. Yes, we don't want to disappear again.
Well, let's go straight to it, because last time we were on, we were talking about the updates of the Spirits of Successors. You did the majority of what you missed. I still have one to go before we get to the new stuff, and that's with Ship of Heroes.
Oof.
All right,
okay.
So here we go. Internal video, first test of the riot at the Arches, or Arcs, depending on how you pronounce A-R-C-H. All right, here we go. We just finished a surprise community event in which we let anyone with a forum ID on the Ship of Hero forums test out the current state of Ship of Heroes. During this event, we did some additional unscripted testing of our riot event, in which players must face waves of enemies. In this video, three devs and nine players responded to the call and test the riot code for the first time. During the community event, we did several tests, and we added some new some features on the fly. For example, the number of levels of the enemies that spawn based on the number and level of the heroes in the area to oppose them. In this case, they are around the Arches in the center of Apophis City. We also gave the devs the power to increase or decrease the difficulty of the next wave of enemies on the fly. That sounds like a costume contest on Champions. Right after that, hey, let's throw a big guy right in the middle. All right. But in some of the other rides, we discovered that our powers are interacting in ways we did not expect, which caused the server to crash. We fixed that several times, and we discovered more and more about it. Hey, at least they're finding out in the testing run. Give that.
Right,
I'll give them that.
At least they're not waiting till it goes live to try this stuff.
Yeah. On one run, we discovered that the big boss could kill devs even if they were in god mode. One has declared he just discovered he was only a puny god.
Puny god. Boom, 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 boom.
And it's like, I would give bonus points if it was a case of the NPC grabbed the leg and started swinging the character around and left.
That would be awesome. I think we need that. Yeah, and whatever successor superhero game is coming up soon, if you have the super strength power, they need to put that as a power. I don't know what you want to call it.
Let's see. We also decided that we need some more exciting attacks from these enemies, and that the difference in difficulty between Wave 1 and Wave 3 needs to be reduced, mostly by increasing the numbers and powers of the Nagdellians. I guess the name of the people. Yeah, it's the aliens. I'm looking at the moment the back of their heads, and it just maybe because of the angling. We have Jar Jar Binks with guns.
Okay.
But here we go. Like I said, it's an internal video. You can look it out on shipofheroes.com. And the point of view shifts between the devs and one player who recorded the event. We share it mostly as an example of what we were working on as we prepared for the larger invasion test, still to come in the first half of 2020. For those who have participated in the community, here's a quick list of expected fixes and upgrades. Teaming experience points and rewards will be working, hopefully working perfectly, but at least working as far as we can tell when the invasion test begins. Enemies will be enhanced and more dangerous. Some team wipes may occur, so only the hardiest should offer to help us test invasions. No, everyone is welcome. All participants will at least have one account-wide badge that will carry over to the launch of the game. Badger, 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 badger. Enjoy the internal... Yes.
You don't need no stinking badges.
We hope you enjoy this internal video. The fight is clearly not perfect, but this kind of live testing is invaluable for us. A lot of problems aren't visible until dozens of players run around at once. Probably not a surprise to anyone that the most valuable hero in the raid was a player, not a dev. We're making this game for all of you. See you at the invasion test.
Huh. Okay.
All right. So, yes, we must tell all games now. If you have a strength-based character, you must be able to pick up the enemy and slam him on the ground several times.
You have to pick him up by the ankle.
Yeah, Puny God Comet optional.
Yeah, that's right. Very cool. All right. So I have one from last week. This is Friday update number 387 from Heroes and Villains, courtesy of Golden Girl. All right. This week, we've been doing some more work on trying to solve one of the larger problems inherent in traditional MMOs, which is the need for, quote-unquote, balance between characters in regards to their classes / powers / skills / abilities, not just for PvP, but for PvE as well. When creating content in MMOs and single-player games too, developers obviously have to make it accessible to all the character types that are available in the game that they're making. And the easiest way to do that is to limit the variety of characters the players can create, not visually, but mechanically. The problem with that approach is that while it makes the content design easier, because there aren't really any major mechanical differences between all the possible character types that need to be taken into consideration, it reduces the scope of the potential mechanics that can be used for creating characters, making the underlying, she wrote underling, the underlying character mechanics quite similar and lacking in variety. Have a heroic villain this weekend, the heroes and villains team. Well,
underling, huh?
Wait a minute. Hey, wait, wait. You know, I think she meant that. She did mean underling. Hey, making the underling character mechanics quite similar and lacking in variety. No, she did mean it. I'm sorry. She didn't.
Okay.
No, she was right. Yeah,
force of habit.
Explain. No.
It's a force of habit.
No, she was right. My bad. That was my fault. Gone Girl was right. Because the scope of the potential mechanics that can be used for creating characters, making the underling characters mechanics quite similar. Okay, you see what I mean? Yeah, you see? Because you have your main character, the big character, and then the underling character. In other words, you know how when we play the big boss, his mechanics are different than his minion characters?
Mm-hmm.
That's what she's getting at. Okay. My bad. That was on me.
Okay. Well, one thing before we move on. One thing I want to make it. Now, while you were away, I kept the tradition up of on Dawn Radio on Monday nights.
Okay.
And I want to give a special shout out. I don't know if he's listening or not, but a special shout out for Short Bus, who was there, you know, being the stream holder and also doing the helping with the commentary and all that. So, it was a long, long time period, and so I want to give him thanks for that. And there, couldn't have done that without you.
Thank you, Shortbus. All right, I have a correction here. I was telling Mad Viking I thought I had two stories from City of Titans. It was only one I read previously weeks ago. So, all right, but the current one is called Letter from Lockdown. And it's from the whole team there. I'm going to read them all off. It's Wolfgang, 8565, War Cabot, Red Warlock, Geeks Gone Bad, Space Moose, Amvin, Dr. Tyke, or Dr. Tyche, however you want to pronounce the name, Black Gold, Art Strong, Beam Rider, J.W. Bullfrog, The Vandom, Death Fiber, Lin Chiao Feng, Shadow Elusive, Turwin, Warlock, and Tanim 222. Now, this is the letter. Over the last few weeks, we have people asking, how has the coronavirus affected development on City of Titans? Overall, we're happy to say that the pandemic has had very little direct impact on development. Since we're already a volunteer group working remotely, we don't have to worry about the problems of closing down a physical office space. But there have been some unexpected side effects. Like many people around the world, some members of our development team have brought their real-life jobs home with them. Working from home comes with its own set of challenges that vary by business. Our developers, who are educators, for example, have had to devote extra time to setting up lesson plans, coursework packages, and in some cases, conducting real-time lessons. Because schools have closed and converted to online learning, our developers, who have children, are also faced with the daunting task of keeping them educated as well as entertained and happy. Finding spare time to work on game development becomes a bit more challenging when the kids can and will find ways to take up that time. Internet access and broadband speeds have become another challenge. You may have heard that streaming video and other online services have had to put limits on their data to meet the increased demand. Since our developers are spread out over several countries, we have seen a showdown in our ability to share files. I'm sorry, a slowdown in our ability to share files. Sorry about that. That was me. Projects take a little longer to move to and from shared servers. Development tools that rely on internet resources take a little longer to use. And even the services we use for communication have all been affected. And, of course, when you and your spouse both work from home, bandwidth suddenly becomes even more limited. If you're shuffling a few gigabytes of art, they're going to have problems working at their remote desktop. Some of our development team work in essential services and have discovered that the spare time they could have devoted to game development is needed more in the real world. And in many different ways, they are fighting to save people, and we thank all of our team members who are working hard during the crisis. Some of our team find themselves either laid off or out of work entirely. Although this may leave a few with more time to spend on game development, many others are busy trying to find whatever paying work they can. Unfortunately, since Missing World Media doesn't yet have the financial resources that an established game company possesses, there isn't much we could do to make this easier for them. Even with all that, the game continues to move forward that we are working on right now. The Unreal Engine 4.24. Several updates to the Unreal Engine, the Unreal 4 engine were released in 2019. We held off applying those until the latest version 4.24 was released last December. Each update brought small but important changes to the game engine, but 4.24 added specific improvements to issues that needed addressing and brought some new features that we believe will make the game more interesting. Back in version 4.2, Epic introduced a replacement to the Unreal Visual FX system called Niagara. It was introduced as an eventual replacement for the original system, Cascade. 4.24 has finalized this transition, retiring the older system. This did force us to change several systems in order to use Niagara to generate effects, but with the added features within Niagara, future enhancement has been simplified across our various subsystems. Niagara has also enabled us to add the new physics engine titled the Chaos System, which was introduced in V4.23. The Chaos System gives the engine the ability to handle more realistic physics. While we don't have any specific plans to take advantage of Chaos, Chaos's more advanced features at launch, it does give us another useful tool for future growth. The 4.24 update also brings with it the beta for landscape non-destructive editing. This feature includes landscape edit layers, landscape blueprint brushes, and landmass plugins that allow our map designers to work together more easily and efficiently. This will also let us have multiple users working together on projects without accidentally overriding each other's work. Another improvement is to the time synth coding, which allows for simplified and precise connecting and queuing of audio. New additions to this are the audio synthesia and audio stream caching systems. Synthesia allows the engine to receive timing data from gameplay. For example, gameplay events – that's a hard word to say, man. For example, gameplay events could trigger a particular piece of music. Say a particular NPC appears on the screen, or the music could trigger a specific special effect. It will take some experimentation to find out what we'll be able to do with this, but it's another tool that we'll have for the future. Audio stream caching – or is it caching? Caching? Caching. Caching. I'm out of it tonight. Gives the engine the ability to compress and reference all sound items without holding them in memory. It is separated in chunks and only referenced when necessary. This will improve processing speed and decrease the amount of memory needed for gameplay. One area we have not discussed much in detail are third-party plugins we are using. So we thought we'd take the opportunity to discuss one we adopted several years ago, which has proven to be a very useful tool for constructing maps, Dungeon Architect. This plugin allows for the rapid construction of mission maps using preset rules. By setting a few parameters, we can construct 90% of a mission map within minutes, which is very useful when you do not have the manpower a major studio does. Plugins are an area where updates are important to keep in mind. For example, as of 4.24, the creator for Dungeon Architect dropped support for 4.21 due to his migrating of key elements to systems introduced in 4.22. Since Dungeon Architect is an essential component that we've been using since its inception, it is very important for us to migrate to a newer version before it updated. And this is true with other related tools and plugins, such as Prefab and Snap Builder, as well. Keeping up with the revisions is as much a challenge as migrating our own work. Most of what we've just discussed is work that needs to be done to build a solid foundation for the rest of the game. We're not able to show you much of what all that means until we can connect all the pieces together. But when we're able to show you, we will. The world is in a difficult place right now. Focusing on ourselves, our families, and our communities has become the most important goal for everyone. Still, our team at Missing Worlds Media will continue to move forward, will continue to work, and will continue building the city for all of you who continue to believe in us and support us. Together, we are all Titans. Stay safe, everyone.
Okay, space bar for you.
No. Okay. Wow.
Like I said,
go.
The word of the day is spacebar. There we go.
Everybody else left.
Some went to a lunch. Not lunch. Dinner. I was seeing them one by one, going like, "It's time for food." Okay.
Okay.
Cannot stop them from that. We can't. You know. They must eat. It's before midnight.
Okay.
And when I saw the name, I heard, what was that, WTA Frog? I'm going like, hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
Yeah.
Hello, my ragtime gal.
Yeah, Jacob the Bullfrog. That's what I was thinking, yes. Jacob the Bullfrog. Yeah, when I heard that, that's exactly what I was thinking.
But I just want to say one thing. Whatever they do on that game, I know one thing. The coronavirus, they're not going to have that in the orbit room. Oh, what a time for the mic to go out. I have
what happened? What happened? What happened?
Oh, you paused on that. I was saying, I know one thing. With the coronavirus, they will not allow that in the orbit room. I have not brought him out in a long time.
There you go.
Captain Orbit.
Well, that's right. Well, who complained? Who said anything?
No, I was just thinking here, it just reminded me from the last time we were on. Now, remember, City of Heroes, do not make a character that does not have any relation to do with coronavirus. You will get zapped.
That's right.
Now, I have not seen...
Hold on.
What? I'm holding. We're holding for something. He's doing something. I know that.
You there?
Yeah. Yeah, hello? I'm here. Hello.
Okay, I lost you for a moment.
Okay.
Okay, I'm here.
But, we forgot to do something last week, and I'm hoping you still have the adding question. Remember, we do have a sponsor.
I'm here. Now, I'm just looking at the Second Chance store. Yes.
Ah.
What did we forget?
The mentioning of our sponsor, Metamorphosis IT.
Okay, wait.
You have the
ad.
You're
breaking
still up.
Okay, one. Oh, the ad. Yes. Hold on.
Yes.
Okay, you're breaking up. Yes, I have the ad, but you're breaking up. That's why it's hard for me to understand what you're saying.
Well,
right,
Mordecai's going
to
have to give
a
ruling
ad
on
yes,
that
our
one.
Our sponsor.
I have stopped talking. How am I rubber banding? I'm not moving.
You're talking. It's like you're...
I haven't moved.
No, I can't. What? No, I'm not looking at that. as you're talking to me on air. Your voice is rubber banding.
I'll see if the if you got the podcast website on, see if all of a sudden the player started coming on. That happens to me a couple of times.
Okay, what was the name of that? The ad?
MI Solutions. MI-Solutions. Yeah.
What,
it's been a while,
you broke
guys.
Up. You're breaking up. You're breaking up. Again, please. MI.
MI. Dash.
MI Solutions. Yeah, because I can't find it. I know I upload. I know. MI Solutions. Yeah, because I can't find it.
All right, I'll send it to you on Skype here.
Okay, this is weird. I know I put it up here. I can't remember how I labeled it. Huh. I know.
You gotta love here. This live radio. Gotta love it.
Well, that doesn't help me now. I thought I labeled it sponsor or something like that.
Thank you, Heath, for reminding me about Spacebar.
I'm just
going
to go scroll through here. I know I put it up here. Keep talking. All right. Yeah, guys, this is the fun of live radio. I know what's on here. You keep breaking up.
I haven't said anything in the last couple of seconds.
I don't know if you guys can hear me, but he keeps breaking up on me, so.
Wolf Florida, I know, is laying down. Heap, you're going to have to be our ears. Am I breaking up or what?
Then you're behind. Okay, I'm still looking here. When he's talking, he breaks up. I don't know what's going on here.
The thing is, I haven't talked to him in a while.
I found it.
Here we go. Okay.
You know how I labeled it?
What?
Hold on. This is funny. Hold on a minute. Don't go in here. This is how I labeled it. That's how I labeled it. Check your Skype.
Checking.
It's still
sent
sending
it to me.
To me, it says still sending, but you'll see it in a minute.
Okay.
This is how long it's taking to send.
All right. Mordecai says, no breaking my side for anyone.
All right.
And we
when
owe him
it,
some aspirin.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
That's why I couldn't find it. Yeah. I was like, what's the name of the thing? I'm like, screw it. All right. Now we know. Okay. So here's our sponsor. And here we go.
If you're listening here, you are a gamer in some form. Gamers have different needs for the computers and internet capabilities, just like businesses, charities, and organizations. And just like any high-level use computers, you need a specific system for your need. You need Metamorphosis IT. Metamorphosis IT is not just tech support, not just service, but solutions. Integrating your computer, servers, cell phone, smart TVs, and all your needs to simplify and coordinate the process. Go to mi-solutions.tech to schedule a consultant evaluation of your system and how it can be improved. Again, Metamorphosis IT at mi-solutions.tech, transforming your experience of technology.
There you go, mi-solutions.tech. They'll be able to help you with any computer problem in any way, shape, or form. And we have been confirmed by both Mordecai and Heap. No, I am not breaking up or skipping. It's you.
Well, fine. Somebody had us on ice. I say. Somebody put us on ice. I don't know who that was. If you're going to put us on ice, at least put us to Jack and Coke or something. Give us a drink or something. Jeez. Good Lord.
And we owe Mordecai back massage. We'll get a woman to do the back massage for him.
Where's Rain?
she's missing again. It's that time.
Oh, this Wodan person. Wodan.
Woden. Woden.
Woden. Wodan.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Woden. It is a spelling for Odin. Woden. Trust the Viking.
Yes.
And there we go.
No, keep doing it. It's
return of the ice spam. Return of the ice spam.
Doing it.
Yes. We have not been ice spammed in a long time.
I like holding my torch. There, I'm holding my torch on ice. Okay. We have Bolden and Heap. There we go.
And Heap is listening, right. So we know that. There we go. Thank you, Heap.
There we go.
Thank you, Mordecai.
Thank you, Heap.
And everyone else that is listening.
Thanks.
Sometimes we
everybody
see you.
Who's listening. Woden and Heap and Mordecai and everybody out there who's listening tonight. You know, what else are you going to do? Oh, for those people who are longtime listeners, back in February, you know, when The Mandalorian was ending its first season, we mentioned Entertainment Earth. We're taking pre-orders for The Child, the 11-inch plush. Well, mine came in the mail today. Yes, you're so cute. Yes, you are. Ah. That was me. That was Child, not me. It's a Child / Enfant from Mattel 3.0. And I swear it's supposed to come in like a replica of the thing it carries in. Lies.
Well,
now,
I mean, it could.
Hold some. Oh, we got a 10. Thank you. So.
Thank you. Yes.
I mean, face-wise, face and hands are exact replica. I mean, dead on. Entertainment Earth did a fantastic job. It's a spot-on replica. I mean, that is sculpted. The face and the hands are, like, sculpted, and the rest is all plush. But, I mean, the sculpting they did is amazing. And now Mattel is saying in next year, 2021, they're taking orders now, $60 for an animatronic version of the child, where the ears will move, the head will move a little bit, and the hand will move. And
drink the soup.
He'll make the noise, but... No, it won't go that far. No. You know, for that much, jeez. I can't, you know, how much that'll cost. But speaking of which, we do have some news here.
Okay.
Speaking of Star Wars, we do have some. Well, I do have one bit of Star Wars.
Star Wars, nothing but
Star Wars. That's right. One bit of Star Wars news. Taika, I can't say it, Waititi, is going to co-write and direct a new Star Wars film. After rumors began circulating earlier this year that the Jojo Rabbit Oscar-winning filmmaker was being eyed to helm a new Star Wars film, it's been announced that Taika Waititi is officially set to co-write and direct a new feature for the hit sci-fi adventure franchise. It's set to co-write the screenplay with Academy Award nominee Christy Wilson Carnes, who did 1917 and Last Night in Soho, who received a BAFTA for Outstanding British Film of the Year and a 3-time Oscar-winning war epic from Sam Mendes. The new film will mark the Kiwi filmmaker's latest dive into the Star Wars universe. After helming the first season finale and featuring in a recurring role in Disney Plus's hit spinoff series, The Mandalorian. See, it all ties together. Waititi clarified the rumors back in February that there weren't any official discussions at the time for him to take on a feature in the franchise, but that he would, quote unquote, effing love to if the project was right. Well, lo and behold, the project is right. The announcement with his new film in the franchise comes on the heels of the announcement that Emmy nominee Leslie Headland, Russian Doll, would be developing a new series for Disney Plus in the universe, for which she will write, executive produce, and serve as showrunner. Release dates for both projects have not been announced yet. Post-production is currently underway on second season of The Mandalorian, which is slated to premiere this October, which... Let's see here. Trying to find something. I know that other series could be featuring a certain Jedi from the Clone Wars.
And he just did a broadcast Everyone aware Pokemon is doing a live radio on the steps of City Hall. Thank you, Heap. We got to get some products.
That's right. If I can remember the character's name, I could see her. I just can't remember. I can't. I just drew a blank on the character's name. Anakin's Padawan.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I see it, and I can't say what
either. Yeah, I know.
And then, well, we're trying to, Chloe, we're trying to get more than once a month back on.
We're trying to try, yeah. Who's?
Yeah, we did have our own situations where things had to be taken care of. Therefore, we were away for a while. But, yes, we are coming back. Oh, now I remember. You wanted to enter the fray on this one. I remember. Now, if you remember, we talked about the new warriors.
Okay. But what is her name? I could see her. Anybody who could type, anybody who could chip in here. Clone Wars, Anakin's Padawan. She fights double sabers. Rosaria Dawson is going to play her in a new series.
Okay.
That's the big,
what?
That's the big rumor. That's the huge
there we
rumor
go.
Going
that would work.
There. That's what, and I know I was going to say Rosaria Dawson is playing her, and it's just
all right. I will Google while I talk on this. So we this guy, I know it's going to bother you
just,
until
it is because the second the show's over, I'm going to go. Dah, 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 dah. We're gonna be in the after part. I'm gonna go motherfucker bucket.
Okay. Let's see. But anyway, you wanted to talk about with the new warriors. Now there's a whole lot
of
controversy.
Hold on. I see a picture of her. I see a picture of her.
And this is the cartoon, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Make it sure.
Ahsoka Tano.
We'll go with that. Okay.
Ahsoka Tano. That's the one. That's
okay.
The one the new series is going to be about. Supposedly it's going to be about. So
okay,
there you
now,
go. So some of you can
back,
go. Ooh.
Yeah. Now,
so if you didn't know, you heard it here first. Rosaria Dawson. Think about this. I don't know if it's official. Rosaria Dawson as Ahsoka Tano. Live action. On Disney Plus. Ooh. wait. Hold on. I could do one better. Ladies and gentlemen, Rosaria Dawson as Ahsoka Tano, live action. Okay.
All right. Now, I told you what happened with the new Warriors. We did, while you were away, we talked about it. And I'm going to do it the same way you.
Wait.
Now,
hold on. I did have some more Marvel news. The Falcon and the Winter Soldier can resume production. Czech Republic.
Okay.
They said, come here. They laid out the conditions. The Czech Film Commission has laid out conditions. They said here, all actors and crew member, they will be tested for the virus before they can leave the country and after they arrive in the Czech Republic. That will allow the actors and crew to avoid spending 14 days in quarantine. That's pretty much it. But once that's been good, they could do it. The series is going to hit in August on Disney Plus, barring any extended delays. Now, here's something else. Let's see. She-Hulk scribes that season one script have been written.
Yep.
While the current pandemic means it's anyone's guess when production will begin, the series has passed another threshold. It's where the scripts of the first season have been written. Now Dana Schwartz is looking for work because she's written all the scripts.
Well, there's always going to be rewrites, let's be honest.
Well, but still, yeah, but usually when there's rewrites, they go to somebody else. They never go back to the same theater. Now, here's something interesting. Back in September, we missed this story. Battlestar Galactica on NBC, they want to do a new series. It won't be a reboot. Battlestar Galactica franchise, no stranger to reboots and soft relaunches. ABC's original Battlestar Galactica series only ran for a single season in 1978. I thought it went two seasons, but before getting a follow-up series 2 years later in Galactica 1980. Remember when we were on Short Bus was making fun of the flying motorcycles? That's what he was referring to.
Yeah.
The 2003 Battlestar Galactica miniseries. Now, this is what I thought was funny. 2003, the Battlestar Galactica miniseries got so much hate because Starbuck's a woman, Boomer's an Asian chick, Colonel Ty's not a black guy, and then the series got so much critical acclaim. And we were talking about that. Oh, my God, that was like one of the greatest sci-fi series of all time. And every time somebody said it, I said, and yet you all hated that miniseries with the same cast. The miniseries and subsequent TV series is a hard reboot that gave the series a modern edge. It's only been a decade since the Battlestar Galactica reboot wrapped up. It's 4-season run on sci-fi. However, NBC's new streaming service, Peacock, you know, because NBC Peacock, is developing its own ESG series as well. The initial report suggests that Peacock's Battlestar Galactica would be yet another reboot. However, showrunner Sam Esmail has stepped up to set the record straight on his Twitter account. ESG fans, this will not, in all capital letters, be a remake of the amazing series that Ron D. Moore launched, because why mess with perfection? Instead, we'll explore a new story within the mythology while staying true to the spirit of Battlestar. So say we all. If it's not a reboot, then it's hard to see how the new Battlestar Galactica series can live within the universe established by Ronald D. Moore. In the final episode, humanity's survivors settled on Earth and gave up most of their technology and the fleet. Oops, spoiler. You've had 10 years to watch a damn series. You haven't seen it by now, Tom. The Cylons were one of the few loose threads from that story. A group of Cylons who sided with humanity were allowed to go off into space on their own. Perhaps they will play a part in the new series. Alternately, the next Battlestar Galactica could be set in a different time period. Sci-Fi's Caprica was a prequel to the series that was set 5 decades before Battlestar Galactica. Battlestar Galactica Blood and Chrome, another potential spinoff, was set during the Cylon War. However, Sci-Fi didn't order Blood and Chrome to series. Instead, it only aired as a web series and a TV movie. This week, Monday, on May 4th, on Star Wars Day of all days, we get a follow-up to this story. Ready? This is the caption. Battlestar Galactica reboot adds Michael Leslie as a showrunner. Wait a minute. You just said it wasn't going to be a reboot in September. Now it's a reboot? Huh? But wait a minute. We were told it wasn't a reboot. Now, the battle. Ready for this? Here's the first sentence.
It's the new trend, the not reboot reboot.
Yes. Yes. Thanks, ABC. Ready? Here's NBC. The Battlestar Galactica reboot has a new showrunner. I guess because the other guy promised not to do a reboot. Because you know why? Because the other guy promised not to do a reboot. According to Deadline, Michael Leslie has been hired to create, write, and executive produce Peacock's Battlestar Galactica revival. Leslie was previously the showrunner for The Little Drummer Girl and one of the screenwriters of Assassin's Creed. I am beyond excited to be taking on this iconic and inspirational show, said Leslie in a statement. As a lifelong devotee, I know that the possibilities of Battlestar Galactica's world are infinite and that each iteration has raised the bar for epic and intelligent sci-fi storytelling. The teams of Esmail Corp, UCP, and Peacock are second to none, and I already know that we are going to honor Glenn A. Larson and Ronald D. Moore's landmark series and break new boundaries with our own vision. It's a dream come true. One I just can't wait to share with fans, new and old alike. Oh, say we all. Well, last year, executive producer Sam Esmail assured fans that the new Battlestar Galactica wouldn't reboot Ronald D. Moore series. Instead, Esmail said, we'll explore a new story within the mythology while staying true to the spirit of Battlestar. Esmail remains attached to the BSG revival, but it's unclear if it will still refrain from rebooting the last series. Deadline also notes that Leslie will work up a reimagined world. So now this is what the fans say at the bottom. Ready for the fans' comments? Do they plan to do anything else in reboots, remakes, and sequels? Next fan. Yes, prequels. Lots of prequels. Next fan, I'm rebooting your message. And then he writes, do they plan to do anything else in reboots, remakes, or prequels and sequels? And the next fan, dollar signs. Then the next fan, dollar signs, dollar signs, dollar signs. The next fan, we're now rebooting reboots. We've come full circle.
No. They're still missing one. They have yet to do The Lion King 1.5.
Oh.
They need a half.
Hold on. Wait. You missed this one. This line sums it all great if you're a true fan of the last series. All of this has happened before, and all of this will happen again. We're going to honor Glenn A. Larson, Ronald D. Moore's landmark series and break new boundaries with our own vision. It's sad, but my mind does not go to a good place when I hear these people talking like this. I know I should give them the benefit of the doubt, but after we're so many examples of them ruining existing properties, it's hard to do. Ideally, the new storyline will be a continuation of the original TV series. If there must be a reference made to that horrible reboot series, make it some character's bad dream. Somebody else, I enjoyed the reboot for what it was, but given the choice, I would always opt for the original. I actually liked the reboot, the one that was on Sci-Fi Channel. Well, it isn't a reboot if they've stated as such. The previous reboot was good. Not sure on the ending, but it was a decent series. On Battlestar Galactica reboot adds Michael Leslie as a showrunner. Battlestar Galactica's new series won't be a reboot. The reboot won't be a reboot? Is that the question? Why not create a new IP? Somebody else says, why not create a new IP about killer robots? Okay. So somebody else says, rich, here two cis white males created the Cylons to oppress everyone else. Then they got woke. There are many models. Some are plus size. And they have a manifesto plan. And it says manifesto, and the manifesto is crossed out, plan. So then somebody goes, Jesus, put some effort into new IP and support it until it has a chance to be a success instead of dumping new shows after half a season. Might be a better idea. BSG should have ran for 5 years originally. The prequel TV shows need to be updated. Also, technology in the show could have been updated. As stated, just focus on the prequel shows, which are available on YouTube. Why not a sequel or a prequel? A reboot is unnecessary. See, I don't know why Caprica ended after like 6 episodes. They didn't give it a chance.
Let's put it this way. With all the reboots, you know it's going to be bad if you see we're going to reboot Quark.
Oh, my God.
Once again, for those who are too young...
Okay.
Once again, YouTube.
No.
Trust me.
No, I have a follow-up to that. A few years, when I was growing up, me and my dad liked that show in the 70s because I was a little kid. A few years ago, I bought the DVD set for my dad. We sat down and watched it one weekend. We went, wow, this show sucked. Like, you know how shows should be like nostalgia and just in your memory? We sat there going, we actually liked the show in the 70s? Like, oh my God. I was like, well, it's yours now. Happy birthday, Dad. Well, here's something. Hey, how would you like, after 25 years, Val Kilmer finally offers a new explanation for his Batman exit. Nearly 25 years after it hit theaters, the response to Batman Forever hasn't gotten any kinder, but it's still more fondly remembered than Batman and Robin. The movie was also notable for featuring Val Kilmer's sole appearance as a Caped Crusader. Now Kilmer is sharing new insight into why his Batman tenure didn't last beyond a single film. Kilmer reflected on his time as the world's greatest detective in a recent interview with the New York Times. He once again cited scheduling conflicts with 1997's The Saint as the primary reason for hanging up the cape and cowl. However, he claims another reason for his departure involved billionaire Warren Buffett visiting the Batman Forever set during production. Apparently, Buffett brought his grandkids to the shoot, and they wanted to see the Dark Knight in the flesh. So Kilmer remained in costume to appease them, but the kids were only interested in wearing the mask or sitting in the Batmobile's driver's seat. Kilmer recalled that as the moment that he realized that the actor behind Batman's cowl is irrelevant, That's why it's so easy to have five or six Batmans in Kilmer. It's not about Batman. There is no Batman. There have been previous stories about the tense mood on the set of Batman Forever. In an interview published after Batman Forever was released, director Joel Schumacher called Kilmer psychotic. During a sit-down with Vulture last summer, Schumacher could see that the actor was a fabulous Batman. Yes, I love Kilmer as Batman. I didn't like the director.
Come on, we all know the reason why. He saw the script for the Batman and Robin, and he saw the space nipples,
yes.
The bat nipples. He saw bat nipples. That was enough.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, "Oh, no, not here." He said, "Bat nipples, really? I'm getting the fuck out of here." Get me out of here. He says, "Get me the fuck out of here. Get me out of here."
All right.
Which sucks. Because, you know what's funny? Because when Michael Keaton was the Batman 89, people were, Kilmer was like everybody's choice for Batman. And then we finally got Kilmer, and it's like one movie that. It and then to move then Clooney took over like Clooney and it was like wait a minute I think I know why Kilmer left it was Schumacher.
No I still say it was bat nipples.
Oh remember bat nipples was Schumacher also.
Yep. There you go.
Okay
well.
And the only other story I have here is Grant Gustin looks ahead at his future as the Flash. All right, so you know, like, I guess because of the coronavirus, all our shows are coming to, like, quick season ends, like, a few episodes early.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the sixth season of Flash comes to a close this coming Tuesday. He's locked in for a seventh season, but he's looking ahead to the future, and he's willing to keep playing the Flash. He goes, listen, I may never have a job this cool again, that this many people actually tune in to watch, so I'm going to take it for granted. I was talking to Michael Rosenbaum the other day, and to go as many seasons as they did with Smallville. Like, nobody gets to do that. That's always been something I thought would be really cool to accomplish. It's not just my decision, obviously, but it has a lot to do with the viewers and the network. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. I could definitely see myself doing more than just the one season that I have left on the contract. Seven is it for most of the cast, actually, but I think it would be great if we continue after that.
Spacebar!
All right, early this year, Gustin revealed that the novel coronavirus pandemic prematurely ended the contract extension talks. However, there's no that Gustin's potential deal would have covered the eighth and ninth seasons of The Flash. Ooh. And, of course, I said see, the finale will air May 12th. And, of course, they always ask, how long would you like to see The Flash go? 20 seasons. I don't want to see these shows end. I think they're doing such a good job with them.
Yeah. They do great on TV. DC hits the movies.
I hear Ezra Miller is out as the Flash. I don't know what happened there. But here's the deal now. May 12th, The Flash ends, season finale. May 19th, Stargirl premieres. Why is that important? We get the JSA or the new JSA and the Injustice Society of America as their villains. So we get Stargirl. We get a whole group of villains, new group of villains. We get a new version of the JSA. Yes. Whee! Come on. Give me one. I pushed everything I could out of that one.
Remember, Kickstarter. New whistle toy. All right. We have to mention it. The weekend. Well, that's now the week, July 21st through the 25th. Paragon Dawn and Paragon Radio and Dawn Radio will be doing DawnCon 6, the first Comic-Con style event on any MMO. And I just want to make sure to check sound for Pogo in case he wants to inject. Like I said, now it's the first MMO Comic-Con style event on any MMO.
Hello.
There we go.
Hello.
There we go. Hello.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm yelling, so, crossing the streams. Like 10 seconds ago, I'm yelling, crossing the streams. Oh, you can't hear me. Crossing the streams.
Like I said, we were the first ones to do it. We were the first online Comic-Con style event to do it.
That's right.
We had, because a while back ago, someone said they were going to do the first time. We got, bull, we got five under our belt, buddy boy.
Yeah. Because there was some Comic-Con, I forget where it was, and they decided
Emerald
to do this online. They're like, oh, we're the first Emerald. So yeah, they were like, we're the first online Comic-Con. I was like, bullshit. I should have wrote them. I was like, bullshit. We did it first, and ours is free. We did it first.
Yeah, just call us the Simpsons. We did it first.
Yeah. Paragon Dawn did it first.
We did it first. But now it's also the only Comic-Con anything related that's happening, because San Diego Comic-Con, WonderCon, they're gone for this year. As of now, New York Comic-Con is up in the air.
Hold on a minute. Just the fact that they...
So
And if New York Comic Con cancels this year, I'm going to be sad because I finally got to go last year. I was like, oh, I finally got to go last year. I want to go this
now,
year.
Now it's going to be mainly based on Champions Online, but let me go through the whole schedule.
Okay.
We start off Tuesday on Dawn Radio, paragondawn.com/Dawn Radio for those who use Edge, and there is a port link. If you have iTunes, Winamp, or VLC player, for some reason, Chrome doesn't like it. Giving you the heads up now. We'll be doing Dawnmination Special Edition. Think WWE meets Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yeah. Okay.
Wednesday on Champions Online will be Defenders of the Galaxy Costume Contest at 8 p.m. Hold it. Let's get this right. 10 p.m.
Eastern. Right.
7 p.m. Champion Server Game Time Schedule. categories to be announced at that time period. A special Stan and Lou episode. I'm trying to get Hertz. Let me get you. That will be the hint. Dawn Radio back Thursday. On Thursday, we go back to Dawn Radio, which Metal Thursday, Metal Day. Our three DJs, Mordecai, Thunderstruck, and Ehrlich, will have a special day on that. Fridays, now we hit Crossing the Streams category. Here we go.
Woo-hoo!
On Champion.
Wait a minute. Okay. I got one more out of it.
Okay. Alto on Champions Online will have a contest. The theme, from what I understand at the moment, is Chibi Heroes. And we've already been joking, a Chibi Sovereign Reign. Good luck. as well as Bunny Night. On Second Life, DJ Amber Blue will be airing all events on her Paragon Dawn Club PG rating. For those who know Second Life, you'll know what I'm talking about. And on City of Heroes,
PG rating. Hold on, PG rating on Second Life. Sorry.
No, she.
I'm sorry. You know, don't start laughing. You can't stop at that line. I'm sorry. There's no. I tried to Second Life once. There's no such thing as PG rating. Stop it. Stop it.
No, she's going to go for gusto to keep it PG. And on City of Heroes, I have talked to Nightshade of Herc. We are planning a costume contest here on July 24th. At the same time, we do a podcast.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
As we do a special podcast with Paragon Radio Podcast with Pogo Man. Yeah, even Bulldog destroyed PG.
Yes. Hold on. Yes, Paragon Radio will go PG that night. Why not?
No, I think they're talking about the Second Life.
Oh. I don't know. Even he's saying it. All right. I'm so laughing. You just can't go Second Life PG. If you played it, you know what we're talking about. I was shocked. You just can't do it, man. It's like putting the Playboy channel on, watching a TV show. You can't do it. Come on. I can't do it.
But she's going to go for the gusto and try for it. But like I said, Paragon Radio Podcast. It will be teaming up with HERC, the Hero Event Resource Committee, the ones that kept the spirit alive during the in-between years, I think we can call it now, right. On Paragon Chat.
On Paragon Chat, it was us, HERC. Actually, this show was called Save COH Radio during the lean year, the between years, so... Over on Paragon Chat. Herc knows.
Mm-hmm.
As if we were fighting a good fight.
And of course, so then we will tune you in to join the other two games as they have Bunny Night on Champions, and you'll be able to dance the night away after the costume contest in dance form. And then Saturday, the main event, DawnCon 6. The light in the darkness, and we cannot use the names of the song. The main event will happen on Champions Online in Champions Headquarters. We have scheduled guests at the moment: singer-songwriter Eben Brooks, artist, letterer, and indie actor Swackhammer. These are all players, and yes, of course, Pogoman, returning guest. When are the dates for the con mentioned? Starting July 21st, and it goes on to the main event, the 25th. So you got plenty of time if you want to help build it up.
Tons of time.
Mm-hmm.
2 months.
And of course,
like 10
and
weeks?
You can also,
10 weeks?
Yep, give it a like. And you can always listen to Dawn Radio, paragondawn.com/dawnradio. Once again, for Edge listeners, if you have Chrome and the player goes on you, we do have a port link so you can connect to iTunes, Winamp, or VLC player and get to listen to all the other DJs and what's going on. And we also do the rebroadcast of this show Monday nights. And if we have an after party, you get to hear what happens when the game, when the show is over and me and Pogo goes nuts.
That's right. If we start the 21st, we have about 10 and a half weeks till the week of DawnCon 6 begins.
Oh, that reminds me. We got to make a counter. It's not an internet event unless there's a counter.
I could have sworn I had a counter made. Because I have the app, and I could have sworn I made a counter.
Yeah, I got to tell Code. We got to make a counter. That's Dawn Radio, yes. We mainly on Champions. We try to get on City of Heroes a while back ago. Then things happened. Corona happened and kind of fell apart. So you can't fault us for all that. But like I said, that's once again July 21st to the 25th. And as more information comes around, we will tell it. There is a Facebook event page for DawnCon 6, if you want to take a look, Mark interested or going. And I'm trying to keep it updated as much as I can once news comes around. And I think Pogo just lost sound again, so let me just...
No, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm trying to make one.
No, we don't blame you at all. I know how it is. I'm in L.A. where you have to wear a mask and can only go outside for groceries. And yep, me and Pogo, New York. We're right there with you.
Yep. okay. Hold on. Now it's going to be July 21st. It begins, right?
Right. And like
now,
I said,
do we have
anything.
A start time?
Well, it's Coconut Show that starts at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. All right.
So, like I said, you know. I will be putting dates and times, and I will make a full itinerary as time goes on the DawnCon 6 Facebook event page, and I'm sure Pogo will link.
I'm going to call it DawnCon 6 Week. How about that?
Okay.
Crossing the street.
Well, now it's the light in the darkness.
Wait, it's not crossing the streams, it's the light in the darkness?
Yes, because of the graphics, courtesy of Alto, it just kind of clicked.
This year we'll call it the light in the darkness this year.
Mm-hmm.
The light in
between the coronavirus and the fact that he used that graphic for Teen Titans Go. You loved that when you saw that.
Yes.
Do I have to send you the song?
Yes. Oh, I know the song. Are you kidding me?
No, but do you have it on your player?
Oh, well, I got to check.
I'll send it just to be on the safe side. So we have it ready for next week. And okay, but we got 7 minutes. I do not know if we're going to have a after party.
Okay. Wait, did I screw this up? No. Hold on.
Typing and talking sometimes can be hard.
Yes, because... There we go. Yes, it helps you for 2020 and not 2021.
Yeah.
Come on. Okay.
I do have a Baba Waba. I do have a Barbara Walters. And this is 2020.
Okay. 10 weeks, 3 days, 21 hours, 35 minutes, and 41 seconds.
We have a counter. It's not an internet event unless you have a counter. All right, so, as like I said, and soon I'll have a full itinerary with dates and skies. Thank you, Shock Wasp. Thank you.
Thank you, Shock Wasp. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Also, Heap, who was here, Woden, who we have not been ice spammed since we came on this here. He was our first ice spammer. No,
Heap
that was Woden.
I thought Heap.
I
Heap
think it was
too. Heap spammed.
It was.
That was Heath.
Okay, we have not been ice spammed. I never thought I would be happy to get ice spammed.
I know. I don't know. It was awesome.
Of course, on Champions, they have a different tradition. They blow up Pogo's chair.
Yeah, that's right. My old
Even
chair.
If he's not there, they'll blow up the chair.
They'll still blow up the old chair in the studio. Yeah, that's right. If you go to the TV studio, there are chairs by the where they record. For the TV show, the one on the left is my chair. They still blow it up even if I'm not there. Oh, and by the way, there are 15 weeks and 3 days until my birthday on August 24th.
There you go. All right, so let's call it. Are we having an after party or you don't
know?
Yeah,
I think we did. I think we've done it all. I think we said everything.
All right.
Is there any other bit of news this week we have to discuss?
Not with the time allotted. We got 4 minutes. So,
well, did we have anything to discuss at the after party that people want to listen to later on?
Well, we were going to talk about with the when I told you what happened while you were away, we talked about the new Warriors, and I went powers only because there's too many people complaining about the
Okay, we'll discuss that.
The
after
social
party.
Stuff.
So
yeah.
So that being said, all right. Happy Mother's Day. Related happy Star Wars Day. Remember, guys, Mother's Day is Sunday. If you haven't yet, get a card from your mom, mail it out, or just call her. Send her something. Send her a picture. Send her an email what you're getting her. I don't know if it's going to get to her on time. You know, emails are – I mean, yeah, mailing stuff is all screwed up. It's like I order stuff from Amazon, and it's either I get it right away, I'll get a day early, or – you know, I have a workout area in my basement, and I'm trying to get these, like, floor mats to put down. Every time I order the floor mats, right, they either get lost in the mail, they say they're shipping, and it's like, nope, they never got shipped. So what happens is they say they're going to send me another one. I'm like, well, screw it. I'm going to order from someplace else, all right? As of right now, I have 4 sets of floor mats that are supposed to be sent to me. I've paid for 2 of them.
Well, that's none of them, I was talking about the essential deliveries.
One of them, 2 of them were supposed to be here already, like 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I had ordered them right at the beginning of the coronavirus. And then they started this essential delivery thing. It's like, well, where is it? But I've ordered other stuff from my weight room, other gym equipment I wanted. That stuff has been received.
Huh. They're getting picky, I guess. I don't know.
I don't like what is the big deal about the floor mats? It's like one has been incredibly late. They say they're going to ship something else. And now they're saying, okay, we have it at the factory. It's being shipped. We just don't know when. Wonderful. Then I ordered from someplace else. Okay, that's being shipped, but it's going to take a while. Fine. But then I order other stuff, like, you know, just different stuff I've ordered. That's gotten here. One thing I ordered got here in no time at all.
Shockwaff feels your pain. Ordered a gaming computer April 14th. Still haven't got it even handed to the carrier, despite the fact they printed the shipping and charged for it. So
yeah,
he's going, I feel your pain.
I know. It's ridiculous. All right, so we got 60 seconds, guys. We will be back next Friday night. Everybody have a good one. If you like wrestling, really quickly, read those comic books, watch those superhero TV shows, watch those superhero movies, have a super week. Look on the streaming services. They have plenty of superhero movies. You would be surprised at the movies I have found to watch. I mean, there are some really good ones, low-budget ones, that are just really good stories. I was shocked I found them and just entertained for like an hour or so. So just go out there, watch them, check them out. Have a good week. We will see you next Friday night for more Paragon Radio. In closing, sir, you have something you'd like to say to everybody?
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie. All right, heading into an after party. See you next week, everybody. You guys rock for tuning in. Thank you all. And I believe, hold on, it says 5 seconds.
Bye.
Okay, so I think we're in an after party. Okay.
Okay.
Welcome. This is the after party. I don't know. We need a message like, this is the after party. You know who we need?
What?
Space What's bar. That pimp? A pimp? No, we need a pimp.
Oh, you need...
What's his name?
Welcome
pimp
to
name.
The... My name is a pimp named Squishy.
That's...
and
this and is
you
after...
are welcome here to the Paragon Radio After Party. Booze on the right, women on the left.
No.
And players all around you. Oh, yeah.
Yes, guys, I like the Boondocks, and I love Cat Williams' character in it.
You know what my favorite episode of that whole show was? The one where they spoof all the Kung Fu movies.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yep.
I went to work the next day, and one of my friends of mine were like, oh, dude, you had to watch You Love the Boondocks. I was like, oh, my God. It's still on my – because usually I DVR and I watch it before work, getting ready for work. Like, no, I watched it last night. I watched it this morning. It's still on my DVR because I'm going to watch it again tonight. They're like, go ahead. I was like, okay, these are the movies they spoofed.
All right, so here we go. The New Warriors.
Yes.
It's going to be a 5-issue special tied in with the Outlawed storyline that's going on. Well, basically Civil Wars 3. That's how it's building up as. Teenagers,
okay.
Superheroes, they can't fight. So now the teenager heroes are the rebellious ones. And the New Warriors are going to take up. Something happens where somebody dies, and it's all at the hands of teenage superheroes. Basically, Civil War, retold. You get the idea.
So teenagers aren't allowed to fight anymore.
Right.
Like, teenagers. Oh, I got like they shouldn't be allowed to have. They shouldn't be allowed to fight. Okay, I got you.
Okay, so. They're coming up with the new Warriors, in which the 90s Warriors will be teaching 5 teenage superheroes. Now, there's been controversies over 3 particular characters social reasons. But I'm going to avoid all that, and we're going to go classic comic nerd factors. Powers only.
Okay.
I will repeat. Powers only. So, I will give you a brief synopsis of each character, Pogo, and you tell me what you think about them. Now, I'm going to go off what I think is going to be the strongest ones to what I think is going to be the weakest ones.
Okay, so I'm going strongest to weakest here?
I'm going to tell you, and you give me the judgment.
Weak, strong, or like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? All right.
All right, here we go. The first one I think is going to be strongest is B negative, a goth kid who at birth had a blood problem, so Dr. Morbius did a blood transfusion,
ooh,
so now he basically has the powers that Morbius has.
So he's a vampire.
Yes. Now, obviously, some people will say this is a cash grab because of the Morbius movie, but
right.
He looks like he's going to be the strongest out of the bunch.
Huh.
Your opinion, Teen Morbius.
Well, let's see. All right, so you got Morbius, vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's going to be a strong character. But he's teeny. Yeah, I'd say very strong character.
Okay. No, I'm not going to show him the pictures. I'm going to let him find that out on himself. Because I want him to get the opinion of powers only. So therefore, I mean, he'll look for himself what's going on that one. And I know you will speak out. All right, so the next one who I think is going to be the next strongest... Screen time is a teen whose brain became connected to the internet after becoming exposed to his grandfather's experimental internet gas.
Uh-huh.
When I first heard that, I was thinking, and he also had some blinker fluid, but that's another story. But now his brain's pretty much hardwired to the internet at all times. He sees augmented reality, real-time maps, instantly Google any fact. It doesn't make him a genius, but he sure acts like it.
It depends. Is he the stay-at-home, like, fact finder for the team?
That's what
I mean, because if he does that, he could be pretty powerful. I can't see him as a field aide. I can't see him as a field agent. So if he's a stay-at-home, yeah, he can be a powerful, you know, dude at the base. But if you put him in the field, no, I can't. I'm picturing like a Cypher without Warlock.
Right.
You know, like, okay, powerful in the research department, but you put him in the field, no. Good Lord, man. Stay at home. Just stay at home for your own safety.
Okay. Now the three that is the big controversies. But once again, okay, powers only. I'm going to let you look at the story so you can understand what's going on at a later date.
Okay.
Snowflake and Space, Safe Space. These
okay.
are psychic twins. All twins are psychic, but we're psychic-er. Snowflake is a cryokinetic. Materializes snowflake-shaped shuriken projectiles for throwing.
All right, so she could. So this person could throw shurikens.
Ice-throwing stars.
Ice-throwing stars. That's pretty cool.
Okay.
What else could they do?
Well, that's
so psychically,
a...
psychically, they could throw ice...
Yeah.
Oh, psychically, they could throw ice shurikens.
No, no. No, she is the cryogenic.
Oh, okay. So, all right, she could throw cryogenic shurikens. Okay.
Right. And now Safe Space can materialize pink force fields, but he cannot inhabit them himself. The reflex only works if he's protecting others.
Huh?
If, say, Punisher is about to shoot Snowflake, Safe Space can go ping, force field.
But if he's about to get shot, he can't protect himself.
Exactly.
What if somebody's in front of him? Can he protect them to protect himself?
That is yet to be seen. When I first read this, my thought was, okay, we're talking Punisher, Taskmaster, Arcade even. We'll get the pattern, separate, keep Safe Space by his lonesome, boom, head gone.
Yeah, otherwise he's pretty useless. What the hell is up with that? Otherwise, he's Shuriken Girl's sidekick.
Mm-hmm. She's the offense. He's the defense. That's how it's supposed to be. And the psychic link is supposed to, you know, complement so they act in a team.
Okay. So he's got to keep his head down the whole time. And they got to hold hands or something like that.
I don't know about holding hands. I don't know about holding hands.
No,
I don't think
I
this
meant-
is...
No, 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 no. I just meant this is for their own, for his own protection. It's like to make sure he has somebody to shield so he gets shielded. It's like wherever she goes, he has to go to make sure he has somebody to protect so he gets protected. Unless we're missing something here, that's a really weak power.
All right. And finally, Trailblazer. By the sounds of it, they're going to set up Trailblazer as the leader of the new Warriors. Magic backpack. Actually a pocket dimension with seemingly infinite space where you can pull out useful or random objects. Not always under her control.
Hold on. I used to joke around about this power. Like, why do you always take your backpack with you? I was like, it's a backpack of holding. Leave me alone. Gee, who else do we know has a backpack like this?
I've heard from Dora the Explorer to Felix the Cat to Presto from Dungeons and Dragons cartoon.
Yes. Come on.
That's her only power, the backpack.
She's got a backpack of holding. Oh, my God.
Like I said, I am concentrating on powers only. Now, you noted why I put it in a certain order from strongest to weakest. Would you agree on how I thought was strongest to weakest? And I don't know if your sound went kapoof. Hello. Wiggle the wire. Keep wiggling.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Okay.
Hi. Okay. I was saying, now, can she, let's say something happens to that backpack. Can she do this to any backpack, or has to be that specific backpack?
It has to be that specific backpack.
Weakest fucking power ever. Are you kidding me? What happens if that gets damaged? We're stolen. There goes her power. Forget it. Boo, stay at home. Stay at home with the Wi-Fi guy.
Well, would you agree on the order of strongest to weakest on the new Warriors?
Yes. You know what she could do? She could sit with the Wi-Fi guy and she could pull snacks out of that backpack for the two of them.
Well, like I said, you have not seen the costumes. I'm going to wait till we get off the air, then I'll send you the link. So therefore, because I know you'll rant. I know you're going to rant.
No, I'll send it to me now, and I'll give my honest – you send it to me now, and I'll give my honest opinion right now.
Maybe because of the political and social cane that this group has done, I am keeping you safe.
Okay. All right, folks. Well, guess what? We're going to end the show now so I can rant and do my thing without being persecuted. And if it seems like I was – while I was answering, I was just uploading all the links to everything I was talking about tonight. So we're good. It's on the Facebook radio page. If you go to Facebook and you go to – I'm sorry. They actually say Facebook radio. If you go to Facebook and go to the Paragon radio page – that's what I meant, Paragon Radio page on Facebook. And you go to this week's show for May 8th. Underneath the link, the header, I do a little spiel. I say some stuff. Hello, loyal, faithful listeners, blah, 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 blah. Underneath all that is the link. Underneath that, you will see a long list of links for all the stories I talked about tonight. You'll see the links for all those stories. And you can read them all this weekend. And I have something I want to discuss with Mad Viking off air also. So we have much to discuss. So while we're doing that, it's time for hosts and co-hosts to discuss some things not suitable for air. It's called business. So with that, everybody, have a great weekend. To all your mothers out there, have a wonderful Mother's Day Sunday. Thank you for all you do. For everybody else out there, treat your mothers well. Don't know what else. Be safe. Stay healthy. What's the thing to say? Flatten the curve? I don't know.
Actually, it's kind of flattened.
Yeah, it's starting to, but they're predicting it's going to uprise again. They're saying by June 1st it's going to go up again because they don't know what the hell's going on. I mean, you look at some of the states out there like Florida and California and Texas and, oh, we're not going to be treated like criminals. We're going to be free. It's like, oh, be free and be sick and die, you morons. I'm sorry. That's just my thing on it. You know, when they say there's a plague out there and you don't know how to fight it, yeah.
The one in Texas got arrested for, you know, wanting to pay off a mortgage, you can't blame that one.
No. But, like, certain things, like with the government where they're postponing payments, you know, what do? You know what I mean?
Well, the thing is, the word is postpone, not cancel.
Right.
Someone's going to have to pay the piper.
Right. But they're pushing back payment. That's what I mean. They're pushing everything back. So, I don't know. So, we shall see.
Yeah.
All right, so let's end the show, and we will hook up with a call. How about that? All right, everybody, have a great week. We will see you next Friday night here for more Paragon Radio on the 15th. Very good. See you all. Have a great weekend. Enjoy.